You're listening to Counselor Corner, the mental wellness podcast for Javelin Nation, here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.
Hello, Javelinas, and welcome back to the third episode of Counselor Corner, your weekly guide to mental health and well-being here at TAMMUC. I am Cynthia Garza, and I'm so glad you are joining us. In this episode, we'll focus on two important topics, National Eating Disorders Awareness Week and International Boost Self-Esteem Month. We will talk about signs to look for, ways you can support yourself and others, and share strategies to help build a healthier relationship with your body and your sense of self. Whether you're turning in for information, encouragement, or just a little self-care, we are here for you. And before we jump in, let's give a quick shout out to our amazing counselors that are with us here today.
Hey guys, I'm Christian, and I hope you guys are having an awesome first month back to school.
I'm Terry.
I'm Andrew.
And I got Corey over here in the corner. You can call me Doc Martin.
Love it.
So, February marks National Eating Disorder Awareness Week, a time to shine a light on the realities of eating disorders and support those who are struggling. Eating disorders can affect anyone regardless of age, background, or gender, and recovery is very possible. National Eating Disorders Awareness Week is an annual campaign created by the National Eating Disorders Association that aims to educate the public about the realities of eating disorders and to provide hope and visibility to all of those impacted by eating disorders. This year, this week will take place from Monday, February 23rd to Sunday, March 1st of this year. And the theme of this campaign is fighting for change, committed to change. Everybody belongs. So with that said, Terry, can you tell us what are some of the things that we should know about this important topic?
Of course. So first and foremost, we should be aware of the signs. So are there changes in your eating habit? Are you noticing, you look in the mirror and you're like, so let me cut back on some meals or just only eat once a day? Obsessive thoughts about food or body image. So you're, every time you walk through, I don't even know where their mirrors are around this campus, but when you just walk past like mirrors or windows and you're just looking at yourself and then you're pinching at a little bit of fat or something like that, and you're just obsessively thinking about it or thinking someone else is thinking about it. Or you socially withdraw, those may be some indicators that you could be dealing with an eating disorder or just some body image issues.
Yes, that's right. And sometimes we're not too sure if they are indicators of a potential eating disorder. So have a conversation with us. Come stop by. But another tip is to, if you do suspect that somebody may be suffering or struggling with an eating disorder, offer support and don't pass judgment. So if you're concerned about a friend or family member, offer kindness and listen without criticism. Because sometimes somebody might not need your advice. They just might need somebody to talk to, and encourage them to seek help.
Show compassion for the person as well. It's very nerve-wracking and anxiety-inducing to struggle with thoughts and body image issues, and it takes a lot of courage for someone to even open up to one person about it. So be sure you're listening without judgment, and when you're talking to them, using that non-judgmental language. And if someone opens up about food and body struggles, just having you there to listen can actually really make a world of difference for them.
Thank you, Andrew. Something that we also want to encourage people is self-care. You know, join anything related to self-care. If you have any ideas, if you have thought about like, hey, this is what I want to do this semester, try to implement that. You can also join us on our workshops, you know, like we talk about. I know we're going to be talking about relationships, but we can definitely talk about eating disorders or health in general. Try to focus on a positive body image, mindful eating, which means just allowing yourself that if you are having Chick-fil-A today, right? And that's what your body needs. Just allow yourself to be grateful for that and recognize that it is important to fuel your body and being able to build up your self-esteem.
And speaking of self-esteem, let's not bring someone else's down with harmful jokes or languages or stereotypes about eating and body size. Be an ally. And that goes for this running joke, the being a big back. I know a lot of you hear that often as a joke, but some people may not like it. Some people may find it offensive, even though you're like, I'm just joking. We all call each other big backs, you know, but some people may not like it. So just be aware of that. Celebrate diversity and promote inclusivity because we're all different. What my intake may be different from Andrew's intake. He's a guy and he's taller than me and I'm shorter and I'm a girl, so I may not eat as much. But I can't be like, ooh, you big back because you ate two hamburgers and I can only eat one. That's not nice, you know? And we all require something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the opposite end of that as well, there's been a lot of discourse about body image, what with the cast of Wicked, and, you know, just understanding, like, hey, those jokes about someone being too skinny or those comments about someone being too skinny can also be harmful as mm-hmm. well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so something else that you could do is check in with each other and yourself. Sometimes it's simple, how are you doing? Or how am I doing? Or even sharing community resources can help someone feel noticed and valued. And a shout out to our Javelina Health Clinic. They have some awesome resources as well. They have a nutritionist that they can refer you to. And so if you have any other questions, please reach out to them as well here at the Student Health and Wellness.
And if you're interested in individual therapy and you're wanting to come forward about, you know, managing these ongoing when it comes to eating disorders, if you believe you might need some help in that realm, we do have our counseling staff here. All of us here are trained in modalities and treatments such as cognitive behavioral therapy, which I'll talk about a little bit later when it comes to self-esteem. But we also are trained in being able to meet you where you are in terms of mm-hmm. what your thinking is about it, your emotions are about it, what your actions are when it comes to possible eating disorders or possibility of managing self-esteem issues. So, you know, if you don't know where we are, we're over by the softball field or on campus. And we can provide confidential support, which is very important because it's part of our ethics as counselors to be able to connect with you and be able to help you in your journey and walk with you. So, you know, we can connect you with that specialized care. And when you're experiencing those challenges yourself or you want support from someone else, feel free to reach out to us for guidance. We are, you know, our number is 593-5080.
Yeah, and just like Corey said, confidentiality is super important to us. So you might see us around on campus. You might see us at HEB or at some boutiques. But just know that we would never approach you. We'll never say, hey, are you going to make your next session? Nope. You can pretend like you don't know us or you can come up and say hi. But either way, confidentiality is very important to us. And we take that very seriously.
And just a little note, since our listeners are now newly adults for the most part, most students here are 18 or older, we also don't talk to your parents unless you give us permission to.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. So if you would like to know a little bit more about Eating Disorders Awareness Week, you can also visit the website at www.nationaleatingdisorders.org and find a little bit more about them, what they, the main goal, and also techniques or things that you can do when it comes to that. So, Javelinas, let's work together to break stigma, educate ourselves, and create campus culture of compassion and understanding. You're never alone, so help is available for you. So as we spotlight eating disorders awareness, it is also a great time to remember how important it is to feel good about ourselves inside and out. That brings us to our next topic. So did you know that in February, we celebrate the International Boost Self-Esteem Month? Let's talk about what self-esteem really means, why it matters, and how we can help take steps to nurture a more positive self-image. So I would like to ask all of our counselors over here, what is your definition of self-esteem and why it matters to you?
So self-esteem is something that I too have struggled with in the past. I have to acknowledge that everybody is different, and it took me a while to realize that. But something that works for me is I have to hype myself up. I have to tell myself that I'm awesome. I have to remind myself of the growth that I've made throughout the years. And trust me, I haven't always been this awesome. But, and that's okay. So just acknowledging the growth that you've made, the progress that you've made, both big and small, and we'll talk about that more too, but self-esteem comes from within. It comes from yourself. And sometimes you have to hype yourself up. So you're awesome.
Thank you, Kristen.
Yeah, I would, to say that sometimes it does change, and sometimes it depends on where you are, and like a newly graduate, my self-esteem might be low in the career, area, because I'm like, oh my gosh, am I ready to adult? And,
she wasn't ready.
She wasn't ready. And so, my self-esteem may be low, but like Kristen said, I have to hype myself up, and remind myself that I did the work. I earned that degree. I am capable to do whatever task is before me. So whether it's career or just any task that's presented to you, sometimes we may feel like, oh, I might not speak as well as Kristen, or I might not have the podcast voice like Andrew. But I'm my own person, and I have to hype myself up in what I'm good at making people laugh.
You're hilarious.
So I just know it changes sometimes. There's ups and downs. There are days you don't have high self-esteem, but it's okay. It's okay. You pick yourself back up, and you remind yourself you do have good quality traits, and that's good.
One of the things that, and this was part of my research as well, too, with the dissertation that I recently completed, was, sometimes younger generations, what we call emerging adults, those are aged 18 to 29, and a majority of the listeners, when it comes to reaching milestones in life and basing your self-esteem on that and comparing yourself to other people, reaching milestones such as, getting married, buying a home, graduating from college. A lot of people base their self-esteem on being productive and being, a productive person and reaching achievements. Just know that, if you base your self-esteem on those achievements, it can be something that it can be detrimental as well, too. And I'll talk a little bit more about, things that we can do to help self-esteem in terms of challenging negative thoughts, as well as, realizing that keeping up with the Joneses isn't necessarily the best recipe for success.
And so self-esteem is really that confidence that you have in yourself. And like Terry was saying, it can fluctuate at times. And especially as Corey was saying, there's different milestones. I know, to piggyback off of what Corey was saying, when I turned 25 and realized, hey, my dad had me when I was 25 and I'm still single and childless, I had to really examine, and it did hit my self-esteem for a little bit, and then I put in the work and felt my confidence build from there. When it comes to building up that self-esteem, you got to put in the work to make sure you see the results, and that's what's really important.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a bigger philosophy of counseling as a whole. You come here because you want to do the work. We can't do the work for you. We're here to be, as I like to say, you're the driver, we're the passenger with Google Maps open and navigating you along that path.
I like that.
Yes. Thank you, Andrew. And with that, right, like wrapping it up, like everyone said, yes, self-esteem, it can come from any places. It can come from the outside. And something we tried as counselors to remind people is that it also should come from the inside, right? Because sometimes maybe people around us are going to be busy to hype us up or to give us advice. So sometimes recognizing that we have all of those skills within ourselves. Mm-hmm. So with that, Corey, what can be some nice ways to improve our self-esteem?
Sure. Noticing those thoughts that you have, the self-critical thinking, I'm going to go into a little bit of counselor speak here. So I alluded to cognitive behavioral therapy earlier, but a big thing I like to talk about is the cognitive triangle. And with the cognitive triangle, basically, it's the idea that there's three things in you as a person that make you who you are. Your thoughts in your head, your feelings throughout your body, and the actions that you take. Now, when you feel a certain way, feelings are temporary, right? But it's possible to change the way that you feel by changing the way that you think. And because when somebody does something or an event happens, it's not the event itself that makes you feel a certain way. It's how you think about the event that makes you feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. So, for example, let's say you want to change the way that you feel. Well, if you change the thought pattern, like if you recognize that you're having a negative thought, and from a cognitive behavioral standpoint, you replace that thought with a different thought. The general theory is that you're going to feel a different way as well, too. And sometimes, you know, it's not the same for everybody. Some people are more thinkers, some people are more feelers, and some people are more intuitive or even grounded in action. But by taking those small steps to work with a therapist and work with one of us that are trained in cognitive behavioral therapy, we can help you identify those negative thoughts that you're having and be able to assist you with replacing them with other thoughts, which can in turn change the way that you feel and impact your self-esteem.
On that topic, you're probably wondering, how can we get some support if we need counseling services here on campus? We at TAMIC Counseling Services are a free service paid for by your tuition, so any student of any level, undergrad, graduate, can come and utilize our services. We are located in the Student Health and Wellness Building at 1210 Rotama Street. There is two giant portables in our parking lot that take up like 3/4 of our parking and a softball field. And we're that little building kind of in between them. You can give us a call at 361-593-5080. Again, that is 361-593-5080. And we are open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for appointments, individual or groups or couples counseling. We do offer that. Terry and Corey offer that as well. If you are in crisis, we have our walk-in available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. If it's after hours, then you give UPD a call and UPD will get you in touch with someone.
361-593-2611.
Correct. And if it's after hours or the holidays, and it's not a crisis, need to talk to someone about something, then we want you to know about the TELUS app. The TELUS app you can download. You can visit our website, www.tamuc.edu/SHW, and there will be a download link there. There is also posters around campus, or if you ever get an email from anyone in counseling services, the QR code's in our emails as well. And of course, if you need any more information on how to contact us or any of our upcoming events, you can always visit our website, www.tamuc.edu/SHW, for more information.
And you can also check out past and present podcasts and newsletters on our website. Don't forget that we're airing every Tuesdays and Thursdays on 91.1.
That wraps up our third episode of Counselor Core. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us for important conversations around eating disorder awareness and boosting self-esteem. Remember, you are never alone. Our TAMUC counseling team is here to support you anytime you need it. Stay connected, take care of yourself, and be kind to one another.
You're listening to Counselor Corner, here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.